Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 27, 1806. Stopping for a smoke. As usual, the party collected their horses and set out early. These days, practically every entry begins that way. Both captains have dropped the words proceeded on, probably because of the long periods in camp this spring when they did not proceed anywhere. Captain Lewis writes a beautiful, poetic description of the mountains the Corps are now crossing.
We collected our horses early and set out. The road continued on the heights of the same dividing range on which we had traveled yesterday for 9 miles, or to our encampment of the 17th of September last. About 1 mile short of this encampment, on an elevated point, we halted by the request of the Indians a few minutes and smoked the pipe. On this eminence, the natives have raised a conic mound of stones of 6 or 8 feet high, and on its summit erected a pine pole of 15 feet long. From hence they informed us that when passing over with their families, some of the men were usually sent on foot by the fishery at the entrance of Colt Creek in order to take fish and again meet the main party at the Quamish Glade on the head of the Kooskooskie River. From this place, we had an extensive view of these stupendous mountains, principally covered with snow like that on which we stood. We were entirely surrounded by those mountains, from which one unacquainted with them would have seemed impossible ever to have escaped. In short, without assistance of our guides, I doubt much whether we who had once passed them could find our way to Traveler's Rest. In their present situation, for the marked trees on which we had placed considerable reliance are much fewer and more difficult to find than we had apprehended. After smoking the pipe and contemplating this scene sufficient to have damped the spirits of any except such hardy travelers as we have become, we continued our march and at the distance of 3 miles descended a steep mountain and passed 2 small branches of the Chepanish River, just above their forks, and again ascended the ridge on which we passed several miles, and at a distance of 7 miles arrived at our encampment of the 16th of September near, and again ascended to the dividing ridge on which we continued 9 miles. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 27, 1806.
The Indians informed the party that in this area there was an abundance of the mountain sheep, or what they called the white buffalo. These were not mountain sheep, but rather mountain goats, of which the captains never obtained a complete specimen. Alexander Mackenzie heard of the small white buffalo from Canadian Indians on his journey to the Arctic Ocean in 1789, but never saw one. Contemporary novelists sometimes write about early mountain men who, in need of food, survived by killing a white buffalo. The animal is elusive and difficult to hunt because they spend most of their time at high altitudes on steep rocky terrain. Tomorrow, good grass.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.